that ever I have done. I've done it out of fear.
An epiphany. I was looking at everybody else that's up in the industry. They ain't as sick as me. I had an epiphany. I was seeing somebody that never had no good intentions for me. Now she missing me, yeah.
Now she missing me.
Moral of the story is nobody did it for me. Had to make a change. I was living in a city with no scene. I had a dream. I had to make a lane. Always knew that I couldn't live off a minimum wage, ripping the pay stuff. I had a minimal taste for all the fame stuff. But I got into the game without a cent to my name. And now I'm balling like I'm in the NBA, bruh. And I know I got a lot, but I'm not content. If they ask me to stop, I will not consent. Never let nobody block, it's my shot to miss. You can meet me at the top if you hop the fence. And you climb the stairs, and you fight the beast. And you lose your way, then you find your peace. And you do it sober, then you find a drink. Then you spiral down, and it all repeats. And I always had a vision, I could get it, so I did it. By my lonely, I don't owe nobody nothing. Never let nobody own me. Got some money from the music, and I spend it on the homies. But don't put nothing before me. Gave a whip to little Brody, and I'm only getting started. And I'm meeting with the people that I starve with. And my batteries, I had to recharge them. I made an album, but that shit was garbage. Yo, I was trapped in a gimmick. I finally get it. I'm here to make music that matters. If I die, it'll all be alright. Cause the message I gave you will live for me after. And my chapter will highlight a lifetime of energy gave through a bright mind. How you never had to stand on the sideline. How you the god to your own guidelines. That's an epiphany. I had an epiphany, yeah. That's an epiphany. I had an epiphany, yeah.
I had an epiphany that I could make history, that I could prove everyone wrong that told me I wasn't cut out for this music thing. Yeah, I had an epiphany. What if I took my energy and use it on positive things in my life instead of the people that lie to me, huh? Yeah, I had an epiphany that I could put all of my heart into music and use it for people that might feel the same as me. Yeah, I had an epiphany. What if everyone knew my depression was worse than they thought? They probably gonna look at me differently. This song got me going back when I was a stupid kid, thinking maybe I can make it in the music biz. And then I figured out the politics and realized that half of y'all don't even know what music is. And going nowhere, I told them to get used to me. Feels like I'm living in a movie scene. A bunch of people trying to tell me how to act and breathe. One thing I never let nobody ever do is tell me who to be. I never got into the party scene. Maybe I was just scared to drink. Cause addiction, it runs in my family. That's someone I was scared to be. Y'all looking pitiful compared to me since I can barely read. All I wanted was somebody I could trust that I knew would keep it real with me. Rap's always been a mirror for me. That's when I figured out that maybe I'm the one that's gotta make it on my own. Yeah, it's clear to see. A lot of people thinking what I'm doing is a gimmick. Everything you hear me writing, I've been living. I ain't quitting, sending money to my family, trying to show them that I miss them and I cherish every moment when I'm humble, when I'm with them. And it's just the way that I feel. In the industry of fakes, trying to stay real. In the industry of lames, trying to get deals. Lord knows I'ma get it, that sneak meal. Yeah, I lay on my bed and I thinking there's gotta be more to me. I'm trying to pay off the mortgaging, but the life of the people I love in the midst of it. I've always thought that if I learn from mistakes that I make, even losses are victories. That's when it starts hitting me. If you set your mind to it, you can do anything. That's an epiphany. That's an epiphany.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre and Catskill Hudson. I am your sound engineer. I am your host, DJ Show Money. And we will be back after the local northern weather to talk to you more.
from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that three Catskill Middle School students were arrested after police say they put lithium from batteries in a toilet March 7th, releasing toxic fumes into the air. Catskill Central School District Superintendent Melissa A. Barrow said in a message to parents, and I quote, "The reaction was contained to the toilet and students and staff were never in any danger. Staff closed off the bathroom and opened a window to let the room air out, and we notified police and fire services who responded to the middle school as a precaution. Other than closure of the bathroom, the incident did not cause a disruption to the school day," end quote. Greene County Sheriff's Office arrested three juveniles, one 13-year-old and two 12-year-olds. They were issued Greene County Family Court appearance tickets for second-degree arson, third-degree criminal mischief, fourth-degree conspiracy, second-degree reckless endangerment, and unlawful possession of noxious material. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that New York State Attorney General Letitia James has gotten a court order on March 9th blocking 10 national gun distributors from selling parts or shipping gun parts into the state. The parts in question can be used to build untraceable ghost guns. When James filed the motion for the court order in January, James said, and I quote, "Companies that sell ghost guns parts and kits present a clear danger to all New Yorkers. These deadly weapons are unregistered, untraceable, and do not require any background check to purchase, which means they can easily end up in dangerous hands. Once again, we are taking action to stop the flow of ghost guns into New York and to protect our communities from gun violence," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Diane Valden with the Columbia paper reports that Copec is the latest locality to talk about the local affordable housing crisis. And they actually took some action too, but it was a unanimous February 28th town board decision for a six-month moratorium on major subdivisions. While not building houses will not add affordable places to live locally, Copec Supervisor Gene Mettler recognizes there is a problem, saying, and I quote, "This is not just a local crisis. There is a housing crisis in Columbia County." And in her recent State of the State address, New York Governor Hochul recognized this as a statewide crisis, end quote. But so far, COPEC has taken no action to create affordable housing besides creating committees and working groups to study the issue. So far, town officials are not talking about building affordable housing, but instead tweaking regulations that might help others build affordable housing. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Kenny Loggins ain't lying. We're in the danger zone, and you have found the better weather. Friday, March 10th. A reminder for those of you whose lives aren't dictated by a cell phone, clocks go forward this Sunday for daylight savings time. Local early morning temperatures range from 17 degrees in Medusa to 25 just across the river in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 33 degrees. And despite the mild winter, that is below average, so that could push planting times forward a little bit, but we'll be keeping an eye on it. Conditions today turn from freezing to just cold around 10 a.m. 3 p.m., that mercury tops out at 43 degrees. Then, around 5 p.m., rain should start, then quickly turn to a mix. Then, all snow, definitely by 10 p.m. Overnight, 4 inches should fall. If our downsloping force field kicks in, that could be as low as an inch. Up in the hills, they might see as much as 6 or 7 inches. We're going to get a low temperature of 31 degrees by dawn. Then snow should come to an end by noon, dropping perhaps another half inch on Saturday. We get a high of 40 degrees at 1 p.m. Then a dry but somewhat windy afternoon. Watch for blowing snow. 24 degrees overnight takes us into a nice-looking Sunday. High temperature of 45 degrees is expected with light winds. Monday looks kinda scary. Lots of water. What kind so far looks like rain, but that could change to snow easily and pile up. But that will come into focus as it approaches. Which reminds me, check us out on Telegram for charts, local info, and maybe even a weekend forecast. Just look for the Better Weather, all one word. Sunset today will be at 5:41 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:12 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 10%. Otherwise, things are peaceful. Solar wind speed is currently 402 kilometers per second at 4.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 5 megahertz till dark, then fair below 60 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 155, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Okay, now yeah, I'm going in, no time to play. Yeah, I got a dream I wanna chase. Yeah, so I stack the money in the bay. Yeah, ain't that got something I gotta say?
Yeah, kick my feet about the bay. Yeah, I'm in full swing, I wanna slay. Do you dream or do you play?
Okay, now hold up, hey, I got that soda drink, I'm feeling gloat up, hey, girl, hit my phone up, hey, she told me roll up, hey, come through, come over, okay, I'm feeling lonely, hey, still feeling lonely, okay, I'm feeling over the underhanded, been nice to know you, like we is grown up and understanding that just has overs, but not getting over overs, I oversight, been unfocused, I overnight, been the closest, I'm over hiding emotions, I said like,
girl, why is you walking? Girl, why aren't we talking? You were the one who was looking for something. I remember now why I ain't about loving. I just wanna get on my wave, oh. If you don't wanna, just say so. Otherwise, call it a day. I got places to be. I can stay in one place, so. Who knows? It's like 16. I've been all on my own, too. I had to go and change it up, cause I was getting tired of my old views. I'm just going OT till they know me, till they put my city on a map, yeah. Running dummy on a hunt for something that you just can't find up in a class, yeah. Nice colors in a rear view, but they ain't nothing like what's in the distance. They used to blow me off like real cool. Now they all trying to get a percentage. I said it, I'm in it, I'm keeping it real. I was younger pretending. I grew, now I built. I just go with the motion and see how I felt. I just go with the motion, still keeping it chill now. Yeah. I'm going in, no time to play. Yeah. I got a dream I want to chase. So stack the money in the bay. Ain't that got something I got to say?
Kick my feet about the bay.
Hello. I am your lovely host, DJ Jean Money, and I am also with
DJ Cola today on the Sound Engineering. Hi. Nice to meet you guys. And if you're a long-time listener, nice to see you again. What's up? It's been such a long time. I'm so excited to finally talk to you guys again. But that being said, we have a pretty low-key, chill show, and we did something yesterday.
Oh, my fault. Also, I forgot to say, that song was Nice Colors by Kai Dreams, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what we're going to talk about is our little tracks performance that we did. We practiced instruments and things of that sort. I did rapping, my DJ did guitaring and dance-ish. Or mostly singing, dancing.
Yeah, we all kind of joined in at the end for a dance.
He did a song. I did rap. Don't do my rap first. Do your guitaring first. Don't try to throw me under the bus like you're slick.
I see how it is. Okay.
You know, since we switched spots, I'm putting you in a hot seat. Alright, let's see. Which one are we
took
doing?
A dummy long to set this guitar up.
Cause I'm not gonna lie, you did a couple of things.
I'm gonna do the big one.
The big one?
Yeah.
Did a very good job. I give you applause. Do you want to commentate over it, or do you want to
play? Yeah. Let's commentate over.
So, what was going through your head?
Why isn't this guitar working?
was it your guitar?
Nah, it was a mix between acoustic and electric.
Oh, it was an acoustic.
Oh, there we go.
Great. So what were you thinking when you started?
Yeah.
Were you mostly just thinking about lyrics?
You just gotta focus. I was just looking down, getting in the moment, you know? You kind of lose sight of everything else besides your goal when you're playing music.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna lie. When I was going, I wasn't thinking about nothing. Like, I was just thinking about words.
Right? It's just the lyrics just pop in your head, right? You can't even think about what you just said either. You just gotta think about what you're saying.
Like, when he pops up my video, it's very long. Yeah. It's like a 3-minute beat. And there was 2 pauses in it. And he started playing.
And for some more context, our theme was greatness and growth. And that's also the name of the song.
You know, I believe we did pretty good.
I think this is my better one. And just playing with other people at the same time is so much fun.
Now it's a little catchy though.
It is really catchy.
That does really catchy.
I remember one day I showed up to practice and I had the chord progression for the song and I was having trouble coming up with the lyrics, and then they helped me with the lyrics and from there we just went off.
I'm not gonna lie, it's really catchy.
Yeah, I know, it's something in my head too. We have another catchy song coming up too.
Yeah. My thing, whenever I do it, my thing is never catchy.
No, I thought yours was really catchy.
I feel like
yours was a bop.
I feel like it's just random stuff, but I feel like I can never actually do a song. If that makes sense. It's like, yours are so, articulated, and I feel like mine is really just,
a lot of my stuff is put together last second.
I mean, compared to my stuff, your stuff is really articulated compared to mine.
Yeah, I try to pronounce some of the words. I mean, I remember ever since, a little kid, rapping was just something I always liked for some reason.
Same here. It's like, whenever I think about writing, it never comes off. Is this me next or you?
Yeah.
Alright, so...
I remember the first rap song I've learned, a difficult one. Now that's not, super easy. Was in, third grade. I remember the song.
Should I say what was going through my head?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hey, so
what
was going through my head? It was, I wasn't really nervous, but it was, I kind of felt cold to the whole thing. And it was, I know... Mind you, this old man, like I changed the beat last minute. I changed the beat like four people before me.
All right, you got it.
I was really nervous.
Oh yeah, I get you.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
But I was excited too. All
right, you ready?
What was your heartbeat like? Is that just me?
It was just like,
feel my heartbeat. Okay.
Well, I was like, oh my god, like, went to the lights, like. Like, you could tell, I do this every time, every performance. I'll be like, hold on, because I can't think of that anymore.
Okay.
Like, I just couldn't.
Okay,
so, pause it real fast. I'll pause it, I'm sorry. So, it was like, when I was going, I couldn't slow down my mouth. Like, if I wanted to slow down my mouth, I would stutter. And it's crazy because from when other people and the dancers went, from that point, all I was doing, I was in the teen room, like, or the young adult room, and I was just practicing on that beat. Like, I promise you, I went from my first beat to that beat. And that beat was last minute.
I do like the beat. I remember hearing a few of them. I'm glad you went with that one. It did go dummy hard at the end.
Is it? I don't know if you could find it. You probably can't, but... Like, I feel like I'm just mumbling. I feel like it's hard to hear.
I can hear you. I don't really know.
All right.
Wait, let's see.
Okay.
And then they started playing.
Hey.
I don't know when they started playing.
No, I love that part. I know they love.
Hey.
Three, two, one, bang. Wait on. Three, two, one.
Oh yeah, you can feel the build up. I can hear the build up though.
Oh. Oh. Hey.
I feel like I did better when they started playing. It was live. Like, it was
This part reminds me of a Connor Price song. I'm gonna rewind that.
We'll fight. Okay, so I'm gonna pull it real fast. The whole time, as you can see in the footage, my head down.
Not only that. Oh, yeah, go on.
I couldn't look straight, because if I looked straight...
Oh, I felt that.
I would have shut down. Like, I would have got nervous. Like, I got really scared.
Fun fact, it's good that you're looking down, though, because it's better to sing down into a mic than up into a mic.
I think, right here, you could tell I sat up. Like, I set it up.
The whole time, by the way? He's just waiting in the background. He's sitting there plotting. You know,
I didn't know that at all.
Oh, I remember I was sitting next to Faith in the audience, and I was like, does Faith have a DJ name? We gotta get him to sign the DJ wall.
That is
Sorry,
a good
tangent,
question.
But, and I was like, Faith, look at Parker just sitting in the back. When he came up, I thought he was just sitting. I didn't know he was going to go on drums, so when he did, I was like, that!
That was last minute. I had no idea they were going to play. None of it.
And
when I turned around, I didn't even see him. I didn't even see Burger.
Because he's hiding. He did a good job.
Yo, the beat is tough. You could see Burger plotting.
I like how you brought up your Gatorade with you. Little director's cut commentary.
Now I'm thinking about it. You remember... I'm sorry, we keep pausing.
Do you remember when we were like...
When I first dyed my hair, or when I bleached the tips of my hair, and you were like, I want to see you perform in this.
It does suit you.
It suits me, but it's like, my hair's really black. I sounded like Ski there. I need to know when they start playing. It's a monster.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Look, I had no idea who was coming.
Hey, I'm
Peyton.
Hey, I'm Peyton. Oh!
like, he must have planned this behind my back. Like,
no, yeah, he did. I remember him talking about that. And I didn't even, I knew he was there. I just forgot he was going to go on drums. And when I saw him, I was like, I lost my
stuff. One, I didn't know what was going to happen. Two, I didn't see him. And then three, I thought it was.
Let's go!
Can't see, but Statics is also on the bass.
Yeah. Oh. Also, I think my beat ended up cutting out at one point. Like, I think my beat was already over, because my beat was like 3 minutes. And then they started playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they made up for my beat.
Right. Yeah, even if the beat did stop here, you would still have the drums and the bass going on.
So you wouldn't be able to tell. I ain't know what to say no more. I felt like I was just on a tangent. I said, thank W, you know what it is, something like that. I was sweating bullets. Actually, no, I wasn't sweating at this point. I didn't sweat until then.
Oh, I didn't take off my hoodie because I was sweating before.
If you look in the video, I put my hoodie forward. Like I felt weak. This is kind of my favorite.
Okay.
How to keep the flow, how to keep going. How to keep the flow, how to keep going.
Oh, the build up too.
I was bopping, but I just felt like a mumbling.
I think it's just because the drums are a little too loud. I don't think you were mumbling. I remember hearing what you said.
If you listen really hard, you can hear me.
Yeah, the cameras are also right next to the bass. And also the drums kind of. We did get a big upgrade with the camera. I'm hoping to get a big upgrade on the acoustics now.
Word.
Like, if you layered it, like, your voice on the one side of the drums on the other.
It also could have been because I was moving around. I heard something about a tree. I know I said something about a tree. Oh, I think I said I'm growing like a tree.
Oh, that's fire.
What, did you hear what I said or what I just said?
Growing like a tree, I like that.
Money, greatness. I should use both. I should have used both.
Next time, I think we have to set something up with Kurt, or we all go back and
forth. I think like Kurt. I feel like Kurt's a little nervous.
He is. I think so.
But if you realize, every time that he did get on, it was like, he's in the back. But like, he's noticeable for you. Look, but it's like, he's not noticeable, if that makes sense.
Yeah, speaking of Kirk, I think that's where we're. Yeah. Let's go to where is
everybody
here?
Probably when you were performing. What about 1998, man?
That's when Road Recovery, I believe, was founded.
Oh.
I was alive then. Let that sink in, audience.
Yeah, we weren't alive. We weren't born. We weren't thought of. We were death particles, buddy. Like,
not even a thought in anybody else's mind.
Word. W.
Where's Kirk? We're gonna find him.
Kirk.
Ooh, I know a perfect little segue here. So, while we wait and find Kirk's wonderful performance, we're gonna play
6:30 news.
It's pretty short, so we're gonna be right back, and we're gonna have Kirk's performance right by then. And then after that, after some other performances, we're also gonna read some emails we got, so. Yeah.
Ooh, we also have a song for you from email. Here we go.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. The Guardian has an interactive map of the United States showing where air pollution is worse. Locally, the area just east of the Hudson River throughout the Hudson Valley has the worst air quality. The Catskill and Albany areas also have worse air quality, and from Copec south along the border with Connecticut is another zone with lower air quality, according to the map based on information from the Center for Air, Climate, and Energy Solutions. The city of Hudson, for instance, has 6.6 micrograms of fine particulate matter per cubic meter on average from 2011 to 2015, according to the map. The World Health Organization considers 5 micrograms its safe level. See the map where you can plug in your zip code and find results on the Guardian website. Cornell Cooperative Extension is looking for volunteers to help with the Department of Environmental Conservation's annual eel count in streams and rivers from New York City to Albany County from late March through May. American eels are migratory fish that are hatched in the Atlantic Ocean and enter rivers as tiny glass eels each spring. The species is in decline over much of its range, and baseline studies are needed for conservation. Locally, the count takes place at Hanacroy Creek site in Baltimore. Anyone interested in helping should email or call Lindsay Strelew-Howey of CCE Columbia and Greene Counties at las549@cornell.edu and 518-622-9820 extension 112. To help at any other location, email or call Sarah Mount of NYSDEC at sarah.mount@dec.ny.gov or 845-889-4745, extension 106. Chad Arnold reports in the Daily Gazette that 2 years after recreational cannabis use became legal in New York and several months after retail stores were predicted to open throughout the state, only 3 have. There are 2 in New York City and 1 in Binghamton. The owners of the Upstate Canna Company dispensary in Connecticut say they will open their store March 31st. Meanwhile, a pending lawsuit has a judge temporarily blocking the opening of any cannabis stores in 5 regions of the state, including the Hudson Valley. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. The Times Union reports that on March 9th, state officials requested to relocate a, and I quote, rare and significant, end quote, Columbia County building from New York's Turnpike area 30 feet to protect it from traffic and road hazards. Hillsdale's Columbia Turnpike East Toll House on the north side of Route 23 used to charge passersby on a turnpike between western Massachusetts and the Hudson River that was active between 1799 and 1906. The building was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 2016. The New York State Board of Historic Preservation has signed off on the move. And you can read the full story at the Times Union website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
I could write a record full of radio songs, do a bunch of features that my label would love, do a bunch of features that I don't even like, just to build up the hype, yeah. I could sell my house and move out to L.A., get inside of rooms with the biggest of names, hire 50 people just to give me advice on the way I should write. Oh, God, yeah, sounds like a nightmare if you ask me, yeah. Went from my bedroom to the big leagues. You know how many times that I was told things wouldn't work but worked out. Having cold feet didn't keep me from success but delayed it some. I used to be the guy who killed to get a number one. I had to hear that song's a hit before I thought it was. But nowadays, I don't really give a what? Oh, God. Might catch me at the award show. Eating popcorn in the back row. Catching Z's with yeah. I miss buying CDs at the store and thumbing through the cases trying to make a choice. Yeah. That'll make no sense to you, well, of course. See, one man's inconvenience is another's joy. Wow, wow, how are you unemployed? Telling me to get a life, you should look at yours. Yup, congratulations, you can raise your voice. Hope you break both of your legs falling off your horse. Oh, snap, this is the industry. Where it ain't how big you are, where people sacrifice the art trying to chase a dream, and they wonder why they music's lacking creativity. Oh yeah, would've gave anything to be respected by the artists I was listening to, but not no more, them days of history. Skip the red carpet, you looking for me. Oh God, you might catch me at the award show, eating popcorn in the back row, catching Z's with my hat low. No nominations, but it's cool though. Got my feet propped up, leave my shirts untucked. I'm the boss, so what? I do what I want. You got the trophy, that's great. I'm happy for you, no hate. Still got a smile on my face, chilling in the back like, hey! Oh God, yeah. You might catch me at the award show, eating popcorn in the back row. Catching Z's with my hat low. No nominations, but it's cool though. Oh God, you might see me in the same clothes I had on last week, am I ashamed? No, yeah. You heard this saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, that's my motto.
And that was NF Motto.
NF Motto.
And again, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio 90.7 on WDXC.
So, I'm trying to find the Clubhouse performance.
Lister.
Oh, this is a story.
Oh, wait. Ooh. We said...
We had a very passionate argument.
I was the only one that was chanting. Kompa.
Oh, I
was the only one that was chanting Kompa.
There. Oh wait, no, I thought that was Kirk first.
Do you wanna read an email?
Oh, I would love to read an email.
Alright.
We have gotten an email. And you know what, guys? If you're listening here, number one, we love you. Number two, we're gonna be doing a giveaway, so
a giveaway? You were serious?
I'm serious. If I can't get the money from Clubhouse, I will put 25 of my own dollars for a $25 gift card.
Whoever emails us.
Yeah, whoever emails us. And it's just going to be a random pick. I'll put all the names in like a randomizer. So, yeah, that being said.
So.
We got an email from Jeremiah Jones.
Thank you. It says, I was driving along and I heard you say you never got an email. Then started talking about cartoons. So I thought I would send you an animation that I made. With Jill? An animation that I made. We just realized it today. Check it out. And then they sent the animation.
We got a little bit of an ad. We're gonna skip.
Oh wait, actually, wait. Promotion. Wait. Matter of fact, no. I'm thinking. Oh, never mind. I was gonna be like, it's already up.
Oh yeah.
Chipmunk at the gas pump.
All right.
Chipmunk remix.
At the gas pump. Chipmunk at the gas.
We're gonna give commentary. We're gonna play it out.
We can give commentary.
So the music video itself is very, like, it Cocomelon. If you don't know what getting Cocomelon is, it's when you get so entranced with something, you forget all your surroundings, like a toddler watching Cocomelon.
The beat is tough.
The beat does go hard. But like, imagine freestyling to it.
My question is, like, why and what made you think of, the squirrel? Like, the chipmunk. Not a squirrel, my apologies. They don't go by squirrel. They go by chipmunk.
I'm still
what do you even think of this, like?
Yeah, by the way, this song is called Chipmunk at the Gas Pump. You're not getting the full experience if you're not watching the video, by the way.
I was driving down a tiny road into a tiny town. My car was low on gas.
We will play anything you say, as long as it's appropriate.
Yeah, word.
We cannot, okay, as long as it's appropriate. Yeah. We're not going to be playing some out-of-pocket stuff.
Word.
You want to show us your favorite animation? Sure, bet. You want to give us a favorite anime clip?
We'll play it. Like, put me on a new anime. I love anime.
Yeah, you know anime recommendations?
Word.
That could be another one.
That could be another show by itself.
Right? The drop here is crazy.
Oh my god, wait, it reminds me of JoJo.
Yes.
Can I rewind it?
Yeah.
This right here? Wait. This reminds me of JoJo.
It's the same key that
it reminds me of JoJo.
I hear the. I hear you talking about. Somebody needs to make an edit. If you make an edit, we will just give you the 25. If you make an edit from Chipmunk at the Gas Pump
and
JoJo's second opening, we will just give it to you.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, we learned a name. We even watched this part. Oh my. Yeah. Okay. Get jiggy. Get jiggy. But why does Chipmunk have the gas? Like, was he pumping gas? Like, did he have a car? Like,
homie is jumping at the pump.
Wait, what? Who's that guy? I haven't seen him yet.
I wonder if that's,
is that him? Could that be the person?
Is that Jeremiah Jones?
Jeremiah Jones, please let us know if you're in the city.
He
was a gas station attendant. Oh, so he owns the gas station? No, he works at the gas station? He's upgraded. He got to work. He must own it.
He got them.
Hold on.
That chipmunk has become my friend, and now there is no way I ever will forget.
Okay.
The very first day.
Hey. Why would little kids care about the gas station? I don't think about it. Why would little kids think about the gas station?
That one kid looks like me when I was a kid. That's scary.
It's your double. This was posted 7 years ago. Oh my god, wait, look at the comments. I'm on tour. See me live.
At Laura Berkner. LauraEerkner.
Go check it out if you want. And it says something about, they have t-shirts, toys, books, music.
Oh, yeah, the lyrics here.
And then the lyrics, oh my god. That was
kind of... Hi, it's me, Lori Bergner. Thanks so much for watching this video. I'm here with my friend, the Chipmunk. And I want you to know, we had a gas making it. I hope you're pumped up for the next one. And if you want to see more of them, all you have to do is subscribe to this channel and you'll get a notification. So I hope you'll do that if you haven't yet. And don't forget, tell all your friends.
Uh-huh.
Just to drive it on home, what do we say, Harry? Subscribe!
Please support these guys over CoComelon.
If you want.
Like, if you raise your kid on CoComelon, put him on...
Raise your kid on this, bro.
Yeah, come on. Put him on Chipmunk at the Gas Pump. If you got a kid, play that song for him.
I know.
It's already going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
Wait, what else did they say?
I think that was mainly...
Was
here, double checking. Haha, thanks.
No. Oh, no, that's us. Oopsie.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any more emails, or is that just it?
No, I think that's most of it.
Again, please email us. someone else emailed, so if you had a season power, what would it be?
That's an interesting email. Another one we're reading off. That's a great email.
If you had a season power, what do you mean?
I would have the ability to control my emotions. That's just a power, not a superpower. Sorry, guys. Hold on.
Did you hug? Are you okay?
I don't know. I think... Wait, could I just, like, cheat and say to be omnipotent?
No.
Okay. You want to go first, then?
Yes.
I need some more thought. What would you pick?
Shadows.
Oh, okay.
The power of shadows.
Alright, that's spooky.
Think of how fast you could travel around the world.
I mean... Shadows is the absence of something. That is cool. You could probably, like, make things disappear in shadows and just take
them. But, like, the thing is, like, think of how fast you would be able to teleport through shadows because everything has a shadow.
Right. Like, that one stand in JoJo's from Part 5.
I feel like the only thing the only downfall was you would need a light. Why you do that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why you do that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why you tell this poor soul nothing?
I did not do any such thing. So if I had a superpower, I think it would be... What about, like, controlling the inertia of matter?
It's kind of overpowered.
And kinetic energy.
That's kind of like, omnipotent.
I mean, you can't change it because it still has to be the same thing, but, like, I could make this glass vibrate and turn it into a water and then hold it around as it's in water form. And I could, like, make things spin around.
So magic. Or the power of matter.
Yeah, pretty much. Power of matter.
Okay.
To rearrange, like, atoms and stuff. So I still have to get the stuff.
Okay, so we could... Okay, we kind of both picked overpowered things. That would be very simple. Because I picked shadows because of, like, movement.
All right, bet. So you want to know what we got to do to balance them out?
What?
We got to give each other each a fair limitation of a nerf. I got one.
Yours is every time you do it, you pass out.
That is tough.
Yeah, every time you do it, you pass out for hours.
What? That's not fair. Wow. Okay, fine. Then you can't ever leave the shadows ever.
Stuck. But you get up. You at least get up.
Yeah, but you can just bring an umbrella everywhere you go.
No.
Imagine being the most overpowered supervillain and you just carrying around an umbrella.
Okay. I'll be more lighthearted with yours. Every time you use your power. You can't move as you use your power.
All right, that's fair.
Like,
for you, I'll change
you have to stand in place. But it's easy for you to get attacked.
You can go in light, but being in light uses up your energy twice as fast.
Ooh.
So you can fight in light if you need to, but it's still not a preference.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
All right, that's fair. All right. So what are some really basic powers that people have? We should give downside to those powers.
Super strength.
Okay.
I got one. Super strength, super appetite. Every time you use it, you gotta, like, eat a 10-course
meal. I feel like that's super
meal.
Speed, though.
Either or, I feel like. With super speed, I got one.
I got one, too. What's yours?
You throw up every time you run super, super fast.
I was gonna say, you have super speed, but you still keep your body.
What do you mean by that?
You have super speed, but you keep your stamina.
Okay, I got you.
Like, the stamina of a person that doesn't have super... So the stamina that you have now, you would have, but you would have super speed.
Oh, God. So, like, in 1 mile, you're going to be like... Or actually, some people can run a mile without...
You could get pretty fast.
You would have to train yourself.
If you have super speed, and you could run like that in a mile, that's more than a mile, buddy.
That is very true. So, you know, that being said, we're approaching the end of
the show. Yeah, you're right. As of right now... It is 6:52 on the dot.
I mean, we could play us out now if you'd like.
Nah, I gotta go to a couple of questions.
Alright, bet.
Alright.
I'm gonna play.
So, if... Okay, so, spoiler alert. You remember when you went to go see Ant-Man in a Quantumania?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
How many possibilities do you think business? There would have been?
That? I mean, infinite, technically, because every possibility... Let's say... has two choices, when in reality there's an infinite amount of choices. Every possibility. You can choose to literally do a million things every second. So, that being said, it would just exponentially, and you know how exponents work?
Yeah.
With, they just skyrocket straight up on a
graph. My other question is, what color would your suit be?
Okay. Like superhero suit?
Yes.
I would want it to be mirror color.
What do you mean? Like
yep.
Reflective? Yeah.
Is that a color technically?
Reflective? No. I don't think so. A mirror isn't a color. But what do you consider mirror color?
Dun, dun, dun. I don't know. That's a great question.
I thought you were going to play something else.
No,
yo, you wanna know what I looked up? Remember the last time we were in a van and we were going home?
Mm-hmm.
I looked up when did Pokemon X and Y come out for the DS, and that was like 8 years ago.
Oh, God.
Wait, I think 8 years ago.
This is a Pokemon song, by the way. Just
when did Pokemon X and Y come out for the DS? 2013?
Wow, I was
wondering. So 13... 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23... So, 10 years?
That's crazy. When did Pokemon... just Pokemon, period.
In general? Like, 1996. What exists?
That's older than a lot of people here. That's older than a lot of people listening.
Probably not.
I mean, yeah, I would say. I got covered my lung by the song again. This is my favorite piece from Pokemon, so I thought it just...
I like... Oh my god, wait, can you scroll up?
Yeah, of course.
That one. No. Scroll down. That one. Pokemon Omega Ruby.
Oh, I remember that game. I had a Latios. Man.
I don't remember what Pokemon.
We're ending
had.
It with nostalgia, aren't we?
Dun, dun, dun.
I think that's a perfect way to go out.
Actually, I was going to be like, do you want to end it with Kirby? Because you spam Kirby.
I don't spam Kirby. I do spam Kirby, actually, but...
You spam Kirby.
See, in Smash Bros. I'm a Kirby main. I'm very good.
I will forever say that Kirby is the best one to go against Kirby versus Kirby. I versed him with Kirby, and I felt like I did pretty good. I felt like I was kind of evenly matched with you when I had Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, anybody else.
Yeah, I got you.
Just me and my buddy, making all this money.
Yeah, that's the one song you reminded me of when you were performing. We got more performances, so we're not going to be done covering all of them, because we still got a lot more to cover next episode.
My goal is to write something, actually.
On this thing that we're doing.
All right, so...
You know what I feel like right now? What? You know Team 4-Star?
Yes.
I feel like that. I feel like I'm just... driving and talking to an audience.
Do you want to hear, like, a Team 4-Star video?
I love Team 4-Star, but...
Wait, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful with Team 4-Star.
You gotta be careful.
You gotta be really... Oh,
yeah,
my God.
PG-13.
Speaking of Dragon Ball...
Team 4-Star is very PG-13.
Speaking of Dragon Ball...
Mm-hmm.
Budokai 4.
Yeah, new game coming out. Budokai
4.
Nerd news. We gotta make a new segment.
I want no one to talk to me. Forget school.
I'm so excited to just play through the storyline of Super.
I am, but I'm not.
What?
Because of Blue. I feel like Blue would ruin a lot of this for me.
I feel like, yeah, that's fair.
Because I'm going to see Blue too much, and I'm getting frustrated.
You know,
but
I think it's a good...
Oh my god.
Nice way to end this out.
Think of how many controllers will be broken. If they bring back the little thing, like the little joystick spam,
think
of how many controllers will be broken.
Right?
I heard it's coming out on PS5, though.
PS5.
Well, I know a lot of people won't buy a PS5 to play Budokai.
Well, no, it's going to be on Steam, too, right? Or just...
I thought it was just going to be on P5.
Dang. Hope not.
Wait, can we look it up?
Yeah.
As of right now, it's 6:57. I just want to say thank you for listening. As of right now, that was the best Budokai. Wait. That was the best Budokai.
I think. Oh, they didn't even say.
They didn't say?
Still like a very short thing.
What Budokai did Goku, where had Goku and Super Saiyan 4 and a normal Goku?
I think 3.
Budokai 3 was the best one to me.
I think so, yeah, me too.
Yo, so, I do want to say, I was your lovely host, DJ Shamani, and I just really want to say that I am proud of everybody that's listening. I hope you're having a great night. I hope you're having a great night. I hope that you're probably chilling, listening to this calming music, having fun with your family, or your cats, or your dogs.
This
whatever.
All gets so sad.
And
it's so relaxing.
I hope that you get a good night's rest, and you know that you're wanted and appreciated. And appreciate it. We appreciate you for listening. And I
you
appreciate
get emotional right? The music.
For me, I appreciate you guys for listening. We appreciate you guys for sticking with us for this long. We're so grateful for you to be listening this long throughout our small show. And
if you're just tuning in, hello everybody, welcome to Clubhouse
Radio,
broadcasting live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, 8 Ray Gaffield Hudson. You're looking at your clock, you're looking at your watch, you're looking at your oven time, or even your microwave time. That's cool, I'm chilling with you, I'm looking at it. It's 6:58, we're closing.
And I hope that your dog's, cat's, turtle, bird, girlfriend's duck, boyfriend's cat, and your grandma's pet rabbit and your rabbit's mom is listening. We love you guys so much. And we're out for the night.